One of his front teeth was missing.
Take your pick, love. Any prize you like.
The poodle stood on the mantelpiece above the gas fire, its glass eyes glinting in the lamplight. They were still as bright as rubies after all these years, Kathleen thought, as she gazed fondly at the cheap little ornament from the comfortable cocoon of her armchair. These days she might not always remember to take her pills, or the name of that nice woman behind the counter at the corner shop, but she could recall every detail of that first date with Frank at Dreamland, even though it was a lifetime ago now. Back then he had styled his hair just like Elvis, and that night his blue shirt had matched the colour of his eyes. She had thought him so handsome. Kathleen had worn a yellow dress with a daisy print, a spritz of her favourite Avon perfume, and a dash of Persian melon lipstick that she had bought especially for the occasion. Frank had won the poodle for her on the rifle range. She could have chosen anything as her prize. There were some great big stuffed toys and a few lonely goldfishes swimming listlessly in glass bowls, but it was the poodle that had taken her fancy. She had christened her Penelope, and she had been with them ever since, through 61 years of marriage and several moves.
"But you could do with a clean,"
Kathleen said to Penelope, a little sadly. The dog stared back at her impassively. If its sparkling eyes had been able to see, the poodle would have witnessed her mistress's grief for the death of her beloved husband, Frank, 2 years ago, but also her determination to carry on and make what she could of the life she had left. Kathleen had never been a quitter. But then, as physical frailty took its toll, the dog would have also witnessed the gradual and inevitable decline of both woman and home into gentle dilapidation. Kathleen had always kept their cosy flat spotless, but now the colours and contours of the sitting room were blurred beneath a fuzz of dust, and whilst her once trim figure may have softened and spread over the years, and her complexion puckered into wrinkles like the skin on a rice pudding, she had always dressed well and had her hair washed and blow-dried at Sally's salon once a week. But recently Kathleen had found it increasingly difficult to summon the energy to do anything other than what was essential to keep herself clean and tidy and fed and watered. Simple tasks had become daily challenges, and every movement that she made required a conscious effort. Kathleen hated the thought that she had let her standards slip, but at least she still had her independence and was living in her own home and sleeping in her own bed. Well, mostly. There had been the odd occasion when she had woken up to find herself still in her chair, her bones stiff with cold, and the TV showing the morning news. But she definitely wasn't going to let that happen tonight. She was going to make herself a cup of tea and take it to bed with a couple of biscuits to dunk. She might even listen to the radio for a bit. Yes, she was lucky, she thought to herself. She had so far dodged the care home ending that she had always dreaded. Of course it would have been better if Frank had still been by her side, or perhaps a son or daughter, and grandchildren, even great-grandchildren by now, to visit her and keep her company. But that hadn't happened, and couldn't be helped. Besides, they had always had each other. Kathleen believed in counting her blessings rather than raking over her disappointments, and having Frank as her husband had been the greatest blessing of all. And they had had some lovely friends and neighbours over the years. But at 89, Kathleen was the last woman standing. Not at least, she would be if she could manage it, she thought, as she gripped the arms of her chair and planted her feet down, squarely, ready to haul herself up. She leaned forward and pushed, but the pain in her hips made her gasp, and she slumped back for a moment's respite before making a second attempt. She looked up and smiled wryly at the poodle.
"Old age is a bugger, you know."
She took a deep breath and steeled herself to try again to stand.
"But I can't complain," she muttered,
as she finally got to her feet. She steadied herself for a moment.
"It's been a good life."
An hour later, Kathleen was tucked up in bed, listening to the soothing sounds of Book at Bedtime on the radio. A cup of tea with two ginger biscuits in its saucer sat cooling on the bedside table beside a framed photograph of Kathleen and Frank.